start first with Parshas Vayesha, and then hopefully we will go to Hanukkah as well. We'll begin Hanukkah. Next week, Emir Tzashem, there will not be a shir, as I will be out of town. And the week after. Next week is Shabbos Hanukkah. We'll go away Shabbos Hanukkah every year. And the week after is the Midwest Aguda Convention. And we're going to be over there. Anybody that wants to come, you know, could get your rent still. Okay. First in Parshas Vayeshev. And we're going to jump to the end of the Parsha. And then we'll go to something with regard to Hanukkah. We know that Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim, and he ends up in Asia, in the house of Potiphar. And Asius Potiphar tried to seduce him. So the pasuk tells us, "Imoin," right? Yosef continued to refuse her, and even though she was continuously trying to seduce him, he continuously refused her. And I think that's part of the shalshalos and vayimayim. Over and over, with every argument, he refused her. So what was his argument? What did he say? Vayimayim vayomer heina adoni. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is not going to say what this medrash says, but I want to share with you a medrash. The medrash says as follows. Vayimayim vayomer heina adoni. Omar lo. So, bear in mind the picture. He's working for his boss, who is Potiphar Rav HaTabachim. He's a big guy. And his wife is an Ashish, complete Ashish, and is trying to seduce Yosef. So now Yosef wants to refuse. And complete Dinashish Ish, because by a guy, that has a Dinashish Ish. If they live together, they Ashish, and not only that, Biskarov, Yadua, and his Madaik in the Rambam, that Koidim Matan Teira, the Rambam starts off Hilchos Ishus by saying, Koidim Matan Teira, Haya Pagea Adam Isha Bishuk, Umachnisi Labesai, a person would meet a woman, would bring her into his home, and by living together they were married. Biskarov says that means that that was Ishus even for us. That was what Ishus was before Matan Teira. Matan Teira started a new thing called a Maisakicha. But to be a Mekudeshes, to be an Eishes Ish, before Matan Teira was just living together. Not everybody necessarily agrees with that. There seem to be Rishonim that go not that way. By the Maaseh of Tamar, look at the Rush. But that definitely is an opinion. But for Goyim, it certainly is that way. So what does he tell her? Amar La, he says to her, Lamru HaKadosh Baruch Hu liya yispoicha me'ahuvei beis Abba la'ilah. Avram, kach mes bimcha. Eshmala leich b'shem ha'abacha leila b'apasal v'nekarben. I have a problem. You see, Hashem has come to our family, and he came to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and he asked him to bring his son, who was my grandfather, as a karben on the mizbeach. Now, if we're going to do this, if Hashem is going to want me to be the korban on the Mizbeach, I'm going to be puzzled because I did this. I did Eish is Eish. So I can't do it. Davar Acher, another pshat. Similar type of pshat. Davar Acher. V'yemer Aleisha Sadeinav. Amar lo. Lamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu lihiyes nigla and just agav urcha. Yeah, okay. Skip that. Lamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyeis nigla al ayahavei beis Abba balayla. Avram, achad varam ba'ilo, hayu dvar Hashem al Avram machzeh Yitzchak, vayiru Hashem elav balayla hu, Yaakov yachol mihine sulam, esh malach, v'shem yigol al HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyimtzai sitameh. I have another problem. Hashem came various times through the hundreds of years. He came once to Avram Avinu, and it was Bamachza. He came to him at night. And one time, he came to Yitzchak at night. And Yaakov had his fantastic dream of the Sulam Mutzavarts of Rosh Magoria Shemaima. That was at night. So I'm afraid, what happens if Hashem's going to want to give me a Nevuah tonight, and he'll come to me, and if we do this, then I'm Tamei because I had Keri. No mikvah. No. So therefore, not going to do it.
Well, he did more for himself because she doesn't care whatever excuse is.
So,
right?
One second. So let's. So I have the following problem, and this is, might be what's bothering some of you. I'm bothered by the following case. You come over to Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim's son or grandson, and you come over to him and you say, Kagan, get over here. I need you to kill a couple of people. Why? Because I owe them a lot of money. I don't want to deal with them. Just do me a favor. I want to hire you as a hitman. Here you have a great shot. I want you to kill two people. I really have a problem. See, my grandfather wrote Shmir Saloshin, and it was only accepted in the world as being such an unbelievable sefer because of how, the type of tzaddik he was. If I'm going to start killing people, I'll never have the schus to write a Mishnah Berurah or a Shmir Saloshin or something like that. So I can't kill people. It's a cardinal sin. It's Yerek Val Yavar. Maybe I'll have a Nevuah tonight. What are the chances that you'll have a Nevuah tonight? But who knows? Maybe I'll have a Nevuah. I'll have a dream. You know, and maybe Hashem will want me for Akedah also. It happened one time in history. Never know. Maybe Hashem will want. And then the problem will be I won't be ready for a Korban Olah. Olah has to be pure. It all goes to Hashem. I'm not pure, I'll be lacking. Like, after all, I did do the cardinal sin of an Anashus Ish. I can't do it. It's a tremendous Avera. We only have seven Averas. We don't have all 613 yet. If you were telling me, you know, light Neris Hanukkah half hour late, maybe we can talk about it. But you're telling me to do Anashus Ish. I can't do it. It's also to do Anashus Ish. Grace of Cheshbonis, you know, this big tzidkis that he can't do it because of some tzidkis. Can't do it. It's a basic thing. You don't have to be Avram Avinu's son or grandson to give a teretz. At my madrega, it's not right for me to do zinus. Zinus is not right for me. I'm Reb Chaim Kanevsky's son. I can't do zinus. Well, it's also for everybody to do zinus. This was full-fledged zinus of his boss's wife. In Menschlichkeit, in every single aspect, it was 100% usher. So why is he coming with this, like, psycho reason? I think there's a tremendous lesson for us. It's a lesson that we can utilize in Chinuch Habanim, and we can utilize in Chinuch Atzmenu, with ourselves. Very important lesson. And we know it to be true. Sometimes we have a very strong Yetzer. Sometimes Yetzer is not that big. You see a suit, it's a nice suit, and somebody tells you it has shatness. Okay, you might have a little Yetzer, you would like to get the suit, but you know it's not right to wear shatness. You can't wear shatness. So you tell yourself, I can't do it. Why? Because it's shatness. I'm not allowed to do it. Sometimes there's a Yetzer that's such a strong Yetzer that no matter how much you tell yourself not to, Yetzirah just knows how to play the game. Over here, the Yetzirah, the Gemara in Saita tells us, was the Yetzirah we can't even relate to. But it was a tremendous, tremendous urge that Yosef HaTzadik had, to the point that even though he said no and everything, Zera was coming out of his nails. Whatever that means, I don't know what that means. Right, it sounds, unfortunately, like Hollywood. But, you know, what Chazal art conveying to us is that it was a tremendous Yetzirah.
because he saw b'nevuah that he was going to marry Bas Potiphar, or maybe that was skewed?
He didn't see Bas Potiphar. He saw that Mashiach is going to come out of them.
Out of Potiphar.
Right, right, Potiphar. Correct.
Right, so that was part... So he was trying to fulfill the nevuah.
So that's part of the big Yetzirah and everything. The Yetzirah was on many, many levels, way beyond our regular lust Yetzirah. It was a much deeper Yetzirah. But a tremendous Yetzirah. Yosef HaTzadik realized, at this level Yetzirah, I cannot win by saying I can't. Say you can't. Yetzirah says, just don't think about it. I'll give a mashal. Much simpler mashal, easier mashal, not as complicated. Let's say somebody's busy with the internet. Whatever you're busy with, whether you like to be busy with sports, whether you like to be busy with video games, whether you like to, whatever it is. And it's time to go to Shir. It's Thursday night. By the way, I excuse myself for being late. I was at Chasana.
Like these gifts.
So, right now, if you think about it right now, you don't have the tremendous Yetzirah or anything. Right now, what is more important? It's 3 minutes to nine, 5 minutes to nine. Either go to Shir and learn, and you have a kviz to do that, or you continue playing Pac-Man. Or asteroids, whatever game is the game nowadays. What is the right choice? Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Nobody knows the right choice?
Nobody knows what Pac-Man is here.
What, it's not in?
Oh, no, it's still number one.
Oh, it is?
In our book.
Oh, okay. So... there's no shaila. Everybody knows Pashas. Of course, you go to Shir. What waste time? It doesn't even make sense. But if somebody's mamish into it, and they already wasted 3 hours on it, and mamish like, what does the Yitzhar tell them? They say, well, I have to go to Shir. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. But let's just finish this game. See if you could get the next level. As soon as you're done with this, and then when you're done with that, yeah, no, that didn't count because I got distracted. Try it again, and whatever. But the Yetzirah doesn't say, no, this